Hi there. The word for you today is on lifting those who fall. In Galatians 6 verse 1, Paul writes, if another believer is overcome, help that person. Help them. Now, it's okay to confront somebody you believe is in the wrong and maybe headed the wrong way and will get hurt, but you can never do it with a self-righteous attitude. When church leaders insisted that a woman caught in the act of adultery be stoned to death, Jesus stepped up to the plate and replied, okay, well, let the one who has never sinned go ahead and throw the first stone. Ouch, that scattered them in a hurry. One Christian author writes, and I quote, are we aware of other people's mistakes because they confided in us, or have we just appointed ourselves the moral police to justify examining the blemishes in everybody else's behavior? Is your goal to restore prodigals, or do you have a hidden agenda to elevate yourself by condemning those around you? Come on, think about it. I've been confronted, this author writes, twice by other Christians. One, a red-faced stranger who was furious with me for wearing knee-high leather boots and a short skirt to her church. She actually called me a Jezebel. The second was a good friend who tenderly pointed out my pride in a specific situation. The name-calling of the first left a bruise in my soul, but the compassionate rebuke of the second turned me toward the forgiving arms of our Heavenly Father. Hey, God alone has the perfect combination of holiness and mercy, which enables Him to stand in judgment, and Him alone to stand in judgment on the human heart. The Bible says, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently, hey, note the word gently, and humbly, did you get that? Gently and humbly, help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. The only one who is worthy to condemn us, that's Jesus, choose instead to pardon us. And in the light of our own sinner saved by grace status, when the Holy Spirit impresses you to confront somebody who's messed up, please, always do it with honesty, compassion, and humility.